This is Wave 105. It's Andy Jackson in for Steve Power on the drive home this afternoon. We've only got Nadine Coyle.
Hello!
How are
Dean?
You? You're looking very... I've got to say, I'm just trying to... For people who can't see you on Facebook at the moment, you're looking dressed for autumn now with the hat and the slightly woolly jumper, isn't it?
I just went for it. I was like, let's do it. It's now officially autumn time, so I'll just go. I am wearing a skirt because I thought I'm kind of still, but... I'm aging there toward winter.
Yeah, well, you know, we're sort of heading in that direction. But you would say to me, you love this time of year, though.
I absolutely love it. I love being inside, putting the fire on, having a nice cup of tea, just being indoors and looking out when you see it really rainy and one day you're like, ooh, can't wait to get in.
Because you've been all over the place, haven't you? Because you lived in LA for a while.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is the complete opposite of, obviously, where you were born and where you are now.
Mm-hmm. So the complete opposite.
Favourite places?
Well, I loved LA when I first went there. I was 19 whenever I first went to LA and thought, oh, this is amazing. Look at this. Like palm trees and sunshine and beaches and oh, this is great. So then I said to my whole family, mom, dad, two sisters, you know, oh, we should all move to LA. They thought I was completely mad.
That is a real show. Can I just say, this is the girls allowed side of you coming out, because that is a showbiz thing to say. Why don't we all move to LA?
Let's all move to LA. I know. So they thought I was mad. And then about a year later, we all moved to LA to give it a go. And then we were kind of there. We always were going to stay there just for a short while and then move back again. And when we were there for 9, almost 10 years. And then we decided then to come back because it is as amazing as it is. It's not like home. It's so different, as you said before. It's kind of like a dreamland. It's like a holiday lasting for 10 years. You're like, no, I'm ready to go back to reality now.
If you have just joined us, it's Wave 105 with Andy Jackson in for Steve Power. Nadine Coyle, my guest. We'll chat more in a couple of moments. It's Wave 105. Hello from Andy Jackson. My guest this afternoon, Nadine Coyle. We know her best as being in Girls Aloud, but that is not the only string to your bow, as it were, because when you were in LA, didn't you run a restaurant as well?
Yes, we did. We've had a restaurant for 7 years in Sunset Beach in California, and that was really hard. And at the same time, I was at the height of Girls Aloud, of, you know, we kind of got the restaurant, and then Girls Aloud just got busier and busier, and, you know, we're working more and more. So, yes, those two things happening together meant that there was hardly any sleep because LA is 8 hours behind. So you work your day for Girls Aloud, then you're trying to sort out stuff for the restaurant at night, and then you have to fly to LA for 2 days to back to London. I don't know what I was thinking, but, yeah.
It was a long time ago as well when you first sort of, you know, when Girls Aloud was first a thing. You were 17 there.
Yes.
You've grown up a little bit, as we all have since those days.
Yes.
You never ask a lady how old
she is. Oh, I don't mind. I'm 32.
32 now.
Yeah.
Does it seem like a lifetime ago when that was all happening? Because it was like a, you know, one of the first ever TV talent shows. Was it Pop Idols? Was it?
It was, yeah, there was Pop Idol, and then it was Pop Stars The Rivals was the one that we were on. So it was the boy band and the girl band fighting to get the number one. And Girls Aloud got it. We sounded the underground and kind of took off from there. We started doing all of this radio tours. I think we were here at this actual radio station way back then when I was 17. And it's funny, it hasn't changed much. You're on the car half an hour and you suddenly have like stuff everywhere, crisps and sandwiches and waters, and you're just like falling out of the car with things everywhere. So it's... it's nostalgic.
With the whole music thing, though, because there was... I'm trying to get my head around what happened with Girls Aloud. Mm-hmm. Because what I've been told is that there you were doing the reunion tour and you got back together and you're just about to go on stage for your last night and the girls suddenly say, we don't want to do this anymore. True or false?
Yeah, no, that's the truth. Yeah, that's the truth. I think maybe they just had enough. They just maybe thought, you know, 10 or 11 years at this point, maybe enough was enough. And they were ready to call it a day, which is fine, which is great.
Do you still stay in touch with any of the girls?
I have spoke to Sarah. I have to see her. I haven't seen her since she's finished Big Brother. So I'm going to have to see her soon. So we'll have to get a wee coffee or a lunch or something sometime soon.
Well, we've done the Girls Aloud bit. We've done the opening restaurant. We've done the living in LA bit. We're going to take a very quick break. We're going to catch up with Nadine Coyle in a second to talk about what you're up to these days.
Okay.
This is Wave 105. Andy Jackson here, my very special guest. We know her best from years ago from Girls Aloud, doing her own thing and very successfully now. It's Nadine Cole.
Is with us. Hello. Is that just, did you hear that slurp in there? Oh, no. There. I got caught. I was trying to do it while you were talking.
you can't, on a day like today, though, you can't beat a nice cup of tea.
No, I know. I hope whoever's listening and they're sitting with a nice cup of tea too. It's lovely.
Tell us what's going on these days then.
Well, I have just released a song called Go to Work, and that's through Virgin EMI at Universal, and it's with the same people who made all of the Girls Aloud songs, Brian Higgins and Xenomania. So we are back making music again and doing what I love to do, and making songs that make people happy and make people want to get up and dance and make their day a wee bit easier. That's what my favourite thing to do.
How does it feel going back into the, you know, the studio and working with the same people you did? Did you just, you know, is it like a, you know, like you blink and you're sort of back in those days? Or, you know, how does it feel to go back and work with the same people in the same places?
It feels great. It feels, the way Brian works is there's so, you just do so many songs. There's so much material. So it's so, you're so focused doing it. So it's a real challenge. So it's really good. You feel like you're, you know, yeah, you feel like you're really making the most out of your days.
And of course, you're out and about, you know, doing live work as well.
Yes.
And doing, you know, the tours and going around seeing everybody and getting your face around everywhere again. How is that to be doing that again after all these years? Is it all falling back into place?
All falling back into place. It is. It's really, really enjoyable, actually, because I love being in the car driving around. So I could do this. I'm like, oh, what else have we got? What are we doing? So it's happy days for me.
One of the things you're doing is you're going to be doing the, because we've got the huge fireworks display going off at Gunwolf Keys on November the 9th. And I know that you're going to be there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be performing there. So I'm looking forward to that.
Obviously, you're going to do the new single called Go to Work.
Yes.
What is the story behind that? What's the story behind the song?
Well, the story is, you know, when you write songs and it's all, oh, he done this or she done this and I'm so heartbroken and this is all... It's like, no, let's not write about that. What else do people do that really get on your nerves? It's like, they just don't get up in the morning. They're lazy. They don't want to do anything. Let's write about that. But it's all in fun. It's not anything too serious. My boyfriend, he's like, people think this song's about me. Although he has an American accent, not this one. But it's not. It's not about it. It's just fun. It's just a fun, uplifting song.
Is there any truth about that? It's a little bit about him at all? Is
no, at not all? At all. No, he's very good in the morning. He's a morning person and I am not so much. So it's definitely not about him.
Perfect. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you and hearing you do that at Gunwolf Keys on November the 9th. The single out now as well.
Yes, it is.
And thank you for coming in and
chatting
with us.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a lovely rest of your day.